Hello and welcome to The Beacon, the September 2024 edition, brought to you by the Working Parent Company. New term, new beginnings. Welcome to September. It certainly feels like autumn has arrived early as I'm writing this, heating on and secretly still longing for one of our Indian summers to arrive. September always has that feeling of new year, perhaps even more than January. New beginnings and, of course, for parents, the new term. Within the team here, we reflect all the different stages of parenting, whether we've been helping young ones settle at nursery or start reception classes, return to school, start big school, packing up overstuffed cars to drive them back to uni. It all represents the ebb and flow of the academic year that most parents know so well and are wedded to. September also feels like the season of new habits. Much like New Year, it can be a time of taking stock after the more flexible summer months and a time to reassess. The changing of the seasons is always a great time for reflection. Restarting our routines and habits, reviewing those that still serve us and those that are now out of date or simply need a refresh, is a process of coming back to ourselves with a beginner's mind. This September, we invite you, clients, new and old, subscribers, to consider which of your habits have got thrown off track or no longer serve you. And then letting go of any self-judgment, full permission to tell the inner critic to back off, consider your new, more meaningful habits and rituals that will serve you at this age and stage of your life and career. Remember, the inner critic always shows up when we're taking steps to grow and change. That is the most normal thing to happen. To keep this simple, we'd recommend reaching for a journal and simply writing two columns, from and to. What I'd like to move away from and what I'd like to move towards. This will provide a simple map for the types of shifts you're wanting to create for yourself. And then you can consider what new positive habits will help you to make those shifts. Try not to rush the process. Give it time. Keep returning to the lists. See how things unfold and become clearer and clearer when they are given some space and time. An elder once said to me, "We all fundamentally know what we want. We just have to learn to listen to ourselves more deeply." Thank you for listening. If you return to the newsletter, you'll see a shout out there for, I think, one of the best books on changing habits, written by James Clear. It's called Atomic Habits. And in terms of other things to note, you may well have seen that our sister brand has launched a new name. We are now offering a coaching company for senior leaders to find true leadership in this very complex world. So please do check out our other offering at thecomma.co.uk. Thank you.